Salam. Bitcoin's price keeps zooming. Echo bubble? I just posted an article about that. You can read that article by tapping the button below. A few commentators have commented on the lack of spot buying, meaning they don't see a lot of people buying from the open market, like exchanges or peer-to-peer platforms. Did they look at what miners are doing and recognize private brokers' role in matching buyers and sellers, including, but not exclusively, OTC or over-the-counter desks? Once you dig a little deeper, you'll see at least $2 billion worth of extra Bitcoin switched hands behind the scenes last week. Was that part of a large private deal? An insolvent exchange urgently buying Bitcoin to fulfill customer redemptions or a paper shortfall? Mere coincidence? Or something else? Whatever it is, it's significant buying pressure that never gets captured on trading charts and order books. I talked about this, other key metrics and behaviors, and five more altcoins in my update from January 18th, 2023. If you missed that update, get it now. You can get that by tapping the button below. And make sure you're on the premium plan so you get these sorts of analysis and insights. You can upgrade to paid by tapping the button below. Also, make sure you got my buy, sell, HODL alert from 2 weeks ago. You can get that as well by tapping the button below. Listen on for some articles, a meme, a video, and job listings you may enjoy. In last week's poll, I asked you to pick a fractal for 2023 into 2024. There were three choices. You can see those choices by tapping on the tweet below. Survey respondents voted evenly for each squiggle, with a slight preference for squiggle B, which would mean we roll over to two lower lows before 2024. What do I think? I'm happy to see how it goes and prepared for all outcomes. What do you think? Leave a comment below. I'll have another poll next week. BitLazo. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. BitLato. You'll correct me if it's wrong. I'm sure it's wrong. Close enough. I'm English. I don't know how to speak English because I'm from America, but I speak English. I try my best. This week, U.S. authorities arrested the Russian head of an obscure Chinese crypto firm, BitLazo. They made a big deal about it, with a press conference, announcements to news outlets, and credit to French authorities, Europol, and partners in Spain, Portugal, and Cyprus. Why all the fuss about this tiny exchange? According to multiple on-chain Twitter sleuths, most BitLazo funds went to Binance. Binance was not mentioned at the press conference or in any press releases, but it begs the question, was Binance a money mule for BitLazo's criminal entities? Conspiracy theorists, please advise. On December 12th, 2022, sources say U.S. prosecutors may charge Binance officials with money laundering and sanctions evasion. January 7th, 2023, Binance said it's cooperating with U.S. investigators and working with virtually every regulator across the globe. On January 18th, 2023, U.S. authorities took down a tiny crypto exchange that transacts extensively with Binance. In doing so, the agencies say that they're going to clean up the crypto market, specifically the exchanges. Some of you may look at that and conclude that after pressure from U.S. agents, Binance rolled on BitLazo and probably spilled the beans on other quote-unquote bad exchanges. U.S. authorities are about to crush smaller exchanges while Binance gets off easy in return for their cooperation. I would say that's a fictional account of events we don't know anything about, but it's fun to make things up, right? Also, one more reason to get your crypto off of exchanges. Learn how to do it safely first. Start with the free advice and tutorials from Dan Teaches Crypto, which you can get by tapping the button below. And if you ever want to consult with me, schedule a time using SuperPeer. You can schedule a time with me using the button below that says schedule time with SuperPeer. Going along with those observations, CoinDesk had a video that shared a chart of OTC balances. It's the highest since June 2022 and all from a big spike that's not particularly large, but very sudden and noticeable. You can get that video by tapping below. Olympic legend Usain Bolt lost $12 million in savings to a scam. It seems like the internet algorithms discover that I write about crypto because they keep feeding me scam and fraud stories in my feeds. This one involves a retirement fund, not crypto. Usain Bolt got scammed out of the retirement savings he deposited with a fraudulent investment firm. You can read that article by tapping the button below. The lesson, children, Never put money into a retirement account. They're all scams. The only way to make money with a retirement fund is to sell your holdings for more than you bought them for. Massive Ponzi, even when you include staking rewards. Stay away. There's also a fun meme. If you scroll down, you see a little meme about NFTs. Real world assets poised to be DeFi growth engine, Coinbase. Bottom line, Coinbase thinks DeFi will split into permissioned and permissionless realms, with permissioned DeFi platforms servicing the tokenization of real world assets. My take, one more way for Wall Street to make money off of crypto. They can't do business on non-KYC, non-AML platforms that don't have leaders or fit US legal standards. There might be some money in having a subsidiary or some other regulated platform to give their clients new ways to sell financial products, services, and assets, right? If Coinbase can serve as the bridge between the real world and crypto, similar to AOL in the 1990s, it could see a lot of growth in the coming years. Why we care? Regulatory capture does not necessarily mean bad things for crypto. We may end up with a system where you have a legacy framework for institutions while common people like us continue to interface directly with protocols and tokens through our private wallets. You can read the article by tapping the button below. Jobs Corner. COW Protocol needs a data analytics team lead. Wallet Connect needs an Android engineer. Subspace Labs needs a quality assurance engineer. Usual Company needs a senior Web3 developer. Aurora needs a legal counsel. Monad Labs needs a developer relations engineer. DXDAO needs a treasury manager. Offchain Labs needs a blockchain developer. Prepo needs a UX engineer. And Safe needs a senior data analyst. You can get a link to all of those, to each of those positions below. The jobs come from the Tools for Crypto newsletter. If you'd like to post a vacancy here in Crypto is Easy for free, email mark@markhelfman.com. Relax and enjoy the ride.